Now take fresh brats, boil them, maybe with some beer involved, and then toss them on the grill. That's the Wisconsin way for many, but not all grillers. Our next guest says that science shows boiling doesn't necessarily give us the best brat. Daniel Higgins is the food and drink reporter for USA Today Network Wisconsin. He's based in Northeast Wisconsin. He recently talked about his research with WPR host Keely Boltina.
You are playing with a bit of fire here, Dan. Pun sort of intended. I mean, what gave you the gall to take on the idea of whether you should boil brats?
Well, I know it's always been a somewhat fun, serious conversation or debate among grillers. And I thought, well, I wonder if there's anything happening at the molecular level, so to speak, and got in touch with a professor down there at UW-Madison who was able to walk me through what's going on with bratwurst as you cook them.
So that associate professor in the meat and science department at UW-Madison talked with you, walked you through it. So walk us through it. What is happening? Yes or no to boiling?
Well, scientifically speaking, no. What's happening is in the bratwurst, there's proteins, and as you cook them, they in essence open up. You know, so think of it like if you put a bunch of ingredients in a salad, they're all kind of separate, and they're not really bound together at all. So that's kind of what's in there. You know, the spices, there's fat, there's all this other stuff. And what happens is as you heat up the bratwurst, that those proteins kind of open up. Also, what was happening is the casein is shrinking a little bit. It also has proteins in it because it's a meat product as well. It's, you know, the slower they open up, the more time they have to bind with the seasonings, the fat, and then also with the casein itself. So that's what, you know, when you bite into a bratwurst and there's that kind of snap, that's what's happened is they've kind of, the proteins in the meat and the casein have bound together. They've kind of all come together. I mean, it's like when you cook anything, there's always something going on at that level, right? I mean, you put cake batter in pans, you put it in the oven, and it comes out in a different texture, different form, the flavor even changes a little bit too. So what happens with the brats are in the water or the boiling beer at this point, it can kind of end up with that rubbery kind of feeling to the casein, and the meat itself can end up kind of being a little bit mushy compared to if you're going with a low and slow method in the drier heat of like a grill.
But I thought boiling things offered that consistent heat all around for better cooking.
Yes. I mean, and for most things it does, right? I mean, that's exactly the benefit of and you mentioned that too, is that's one of the benefits of cooking in that, but not everything works best that way. And this is one of those cases where you want something to open up a little bit slower.
You mentioned other factors that can affect the brat in the end, the taste and the texture. What are those? It's not just boiling or I guess cooking method.
Right. I mean, if you start off with an inferior brat, it doesn't matter which method you use, you know, so it's the quality of meat they're using, obviously, the types of seasoning that's being added into the bratwurst as well, which tends to be, you know, like salt, pepper, and then there's like a certain scent of other seasonings that tend to be kind of typical. So what they're using, the quality of all those ingredients are going to come into play, but also the grind of the meat itself. I mean, if you look inside the bratwurst or if you compare two bratwurst next to each other, you'll notice that the little chunks of ground up meat are going to be different size, could be different sizes. The larger the pieces, the more immediate hit you're going to get up right up front on the flavor. Like all that brat flavor is going to hit real quick and then kind of fade away as the more you chew. Whereas the finer, if a brat maker goes with a finer grind, the more you chew, the more the flavor will come out. Yeah, there's just different factors, and they're, like I said, everybody's going to have their own secret blend of spices that they put into their bratwurst that they obviously feel like are better than everybody else's.
Dan Higgins writes about food and drink. He's a reporter based in Northeast Wisconsin, and we're talking about what science says about parboiling brats and whether that information should change the way we cook out. You're listening to the Ideas Network. Dan, you put this idea of skipping the boil to the test. What was your method?
Just just the method that's right on Johnsonville's package, they tell you, just put it right on there. So yeah, I just went with the low and slow over the heat and just kind of kept turning them and just watch for them to be done right at the end, until they, you know, look golden brown and were nice and plump. So,
you did try two different kinds of brats too, right?
Yeah, I did it with two of the fresh bratwursts, which are widely available in Wisconsin. Johnsonville and Clements are probably the most dominant around. I looked a little bit for Usinger's, but I think outside the Milwaukee area, it's kind of a little bit more hit and miss of finding their fresh bratwursts. I was a little surprised that really we're down to two main fresh bratwursts. I mean, there's a lot of pre-cooked ones, but that's a whole different article somewhere down the line. So, and really the Johnsonville and the Clements are really, where's it, Clements? Really two different approaches. Clements is really much more that European German, a little bit finer grind. The seasoning's more along those way. And the Johnsonville is kind of that Sheboygan, Wisconsin style bratwurst that's, you know, a little bit coarser grind and that bigger hit up front. So, really both, if you have those bratwurst side by side, you kind of get a good sense of how that grind can really affect, and grind and seasoning affects the flavor difference between the two.
Did you find that your cooking method, gas grill, no boil ahead of time, made a difference?
I've been non-parboiling for a while. That's just how I've come to accept that. That's been a long-standing thing of mine too. Is like I've always been longer on the no parboil side of things for quite some time. So maybe I had a little bias going into the story.
Speaking of that,
but yeah, you get that nice snap on there, and you get to do a lot of turning of the bratwurst, which is, you know, come on, that's the fun of grilling, is flipping stuff around. Who wants to just put something on there and just kind of weigh, right? I mean, put something on the grill so you can stand there, double-click your tongs, and flip things around.
Thank you for the acknowledgement of the double-clicking the tongs, because so much of what you write about feels authentic to that grilling experience. I mean, who doesn't do that? Isn't that part of the game, right? You click the tongs.
Mm-hmm. Right, or, you know, enjoying a cocktail or a beer while you're grilling, too. I mean, that's just all part of it, right? And back when we used to be able to all get together for big parties, you know, being the grill master and being able to ask someone to go get you a beer. I mean, how doesn't that feel great, right?
Yeah, we'll get back to those times soon, but probably not anytime soon. We'll get back to soon.
Maybe next summer.
Right. What makes a typical Wisconsin brat different than other places? What makes us unique?
It tends to be the coarser grind. I think that the Johnsonville's probably got that real, you know, if you're looking for a broad experience, and they're not the only one that does it this way, but I'm just saying as a comparison, I think that's pretty typical where it's that coarser grind. It tends to be bigger hit on the pork and the salt and the pepper flavoring, whereas more true German style or European style is going to be usually a finer grind and a little bit more of a balance of seasonings to the pork and fat flavoring.
So regardless of which kind we choose, which brand, whether we make our own, if science generally tells us not to boil brats before grilling and we're going to do it anyway, what's the right way to do it?
If you're going to do it, I would say go more of a simmer rather than a hard boil. I did an article a couple of years ago where we tried that kind of a gentle simmer and then put it onto there, so that if you really want to do some of that cooking ahead of time because you want to speed up the grilling time process, maybe, which is really the big benefit of parboiling or simmering ahead of time, is that, you know, you're kind of partially cooking it, so you're really cutting down the amount of time you need to have those brats on the grill. I guess that's what I would do. We did have an article. I think there's a link to the story. If you find our story, there's a link to that previous article where we did this kind of simmering thing, and that's got all the steps and ingredients and what we did. And actually, we did a little test to see if the style of beer made a difference, and did kind of a very unscientific taste test at work about who liked what style of beer with it. And we actually found that porters and reds actually do a real nice job if you're going to use those for a beer bath or for simmering ahead of time, actually. Part of some really nice flavor.
Dan, we really appreciate you taking one for the team and figuring all of this out for us with your own taste test. Very much appreciated.
No problem. I'm here to serve the people.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
That was Daniel Higgins talking to WPR host Keely Boltina. Dan is the food and drink reporter for USA Today Network Wisconsin. He's based in the northeastern part of the state. They talked about Dan's article about whether science supports parboiling brats. You can find the link over at WPR.org/Central Time. You can tell us about your brat grilling secret, your method. What do you do? Do you boil or toss them straight on the grill? If you boil, what do you use for the liquid? A little beer involved. What difference do you think it makes in the brat? After hearing about Dan's research, are you going to try something different? Tweet us at Central Time WPR and take a stand. I tend to pre-boil. Maybe I'll try it the other way next time around. Only time will tell.